So, let's pick up where we left off, which was the question that Rishonim all have on this Gemara. Why is it that Gemara implies very clearly that you throw the rock up and it comes straight down, because it's not kocho, you won't be chayav eretzicha. What happened to the din of Esham Shachitza? Is this any less than Avnos Akina Masosh and Yichim Rosh Gav? So we saw three answers that we discussed last time. One was Tosos's, which is in Echinami. Laman Dam Esham Shachitza, you are chayav in this case for eretzicha. This Gemara's happens to only be Laman Dam Esham Shachitza. Then we saw the answer of the Rabbi Nedavid, which is no. There's a chiluk between the kochos that we're discussing. The koach here is koach hamashicha. That koach is not something which is a candidate for being lurav into the associated with a person such as esho mishum chitzav, maybe even esho mishum mano, but at the very least esho mishum chitzav, such that you would then be chayav for etzicha. Because he held that koach that were being sorry, if that's a bear some affinity to a person's koach, specifically in the sense that a person's koach is something which comes in intermittent bursts of activity, it's not something which is constant. Gravity is constant, therefore it cannot be viewed as a maisa adam or koach adam, and therefore it's not going to be ishram shel pizza. Then we saw, then we suggested our own answer, which was based on the Ramban in the end of Kudrus Din Negarmi, which was the idea that which is not a chiluk between kochos, but rather a chiluk between the directions of each of the various kochos are being tzarif here, meaning the person's koach and the koach acher. In the case of Raksa, the Ramban says the reason in that case that you're not going to be chayav midin hesh is because the act of beating the flax is just its natural end would be it, with the Raksa on the ground. The ruach contravenes that, it upends that. Because it's contravening it, we're not going to say that it's ma'urav the koach adam, and therefore there's no chiyuv midinesh. So based on that notion that if it's hefach mima'asecha, there's no siruf to the koach acher, so we can maybe suggest that that's what you have here as well. The person throws it up, and the koach acher, in this case the gravity, is taking it down, the exact opposite direction. So because it's hefach mima'asav, so in that case you're not going to have koach acher. Okay. So those, you said, are relatively narrow answers. The other answers that Rishonim gives, really cut to some basic questions, basic issues regarding how we understand Ishma Shem Chitza. So the answer that the Ra'ah gives, and Rav Chaim, did anybody see this? Shua, you probably wouldn't have because you never came to get the chorus.
The Ra'ah from, that's according to Shudim
Abba. Yes, that Ra'ah, yeah. But
that was on the original course.
That was on the original course, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. So what does he say?
So he says, first of all, in general, just chitza is considered koko gamar.
He does say that. I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
But what's...
And then he says that you ask him in a chalik between the standards for chiyuv and nisa and nezikin.
That's true also.
And that in this case,
but
nishtalei koko.
Yeah, so you happen to be putting your finger on something which is a little bit of a difficulty with the... Ra'ah, in that he does say that. But I don't know if you noticed what he says before that regarding Esham Shem Chitza. He says, in terms of which implies that there's a chiluk between our sugya and the sugya there, and the sugya of Esham Shem Chitza, not in terms of the kochos or what the various kochos are doing, but rather in terms of the Esh. What is it that can be. That is subject to the din of Esham Meshum Chitzav. You notice he says that the din of Esham Meshum Chitzav is specific to Esh, to the extent, to the exclusion of the Toladus of Esh.
Okay.
Did you see that part? Did you
notice?
Yeah. In other words, when we have the Avamazik of Esh, which means anytime you have
that he extends that to all the Toladus of Esh, and not just specifically the case of Avnos Akino and Asav.
Those are the Toladus of Esh.
Those, the Gemara, those include all Toladus of Esh.
Well, the Gemara says the Toladus of Esh are Avnos Akino Maso.
There are no other Toladus.
That doesn't mean there are no other Toladus.
Is it because Koach Achamarevo?
Yeah, yeah. Koach Achamarevo. Meaning the Gemara. Is anybody here done by the Kam?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Gemara goes through, there are various Avos Mazikim. Four mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's not exactly clear exactly which four of those are. That's, of course, a lot of the Gemara. But. The Gemara defines each of these as an av, which means that there's some feature which typifies or describes, defines that av. Anything which has that feature, which isn't that particular instance is a toledah, right? It's just the nature of avos and toledahs. So the feature of Eish is called Chav HaMu'urav, right? Toledos, when the Gemara gives an example of toledos, doesn't mean that there's no other things, but just as an example, toledos is Avno Sekina Masao Shenichem Rosh Hago. Okay? Should we follow?
Yeah.
So the Ra'ah... Now, it happens, but that doesn't mean that there's no other toledos. In fact, we're trying to discuss. First of all, obviously, other implements, it doesn't have to be an Evin, a Sakin, or a Masa. It could be a Kisei, I don't know. But, in theory. We'll see as well that there are other instances, there are other agents that are potentially becoming Chayav Mishmeish, which aren't those. But the point is, what he says is
I guess I got the problem. At first he says that...
Hold on. Let me just say what he says about Eishim Shem Chitzim.
He says that the Toledos are only Shem Mamona.
Yeah. That even Rabbi Yochanan, right, the Gemara said that even Rabbi Yochanan has an Av HaMazik of Eish, which is has a track of Eish, which is Midin Mamono. So he says that when Rabbi Yochanan says Eishim Shem Chitzim, that's specific to Eish. But when it comes to the Toledos of Eish, Avno Sekina Masao, etc., so no. So those are only Midin Mamono. Right? This is here. He says, Mstavrin Nami, the Avno Vesakinu Masao, Shenichan Barosh Kago, Venachul Barosh Mitsuya, Veziko, the Chashvinu Lu Toledo Deish, Lekal Mechshavinu Chitzav. El Mamono. Okay?
So that raises a problem because he seems to give an alternative reasoning at the end.
Right. In other words, he then. The problem is that he gives the problem is he doesn't really address this question as a theory the way we're suggesting it now. The problem is he also brings the Gemara the tour of Zarek Tzor Lamala as a raya of some sort to his major point there, which we've discussed before, which is that there's a discrepancy between Adam and Mazik, between Nezikin and Ritzicha, that Adam and Mazik can chayv even Gorim and Rotzeach Yinid HaMaisik B'Yadayim. So one of his supports is this din, but that doesn't seem to It's not so clear exactly how that coheres with the fact that with what he says over here beforehand, which was that its chitzav is limited to Avno Sekino to Eish Mamish, but not Avno Sekino Maso, because this I discussed with Gershon David. Then fine, Avno Sekino Maso is only Midin Mamona. So it, just like you would say, Shor is not a raya that the standards for Maisa Ritzicha are different than the standards for Maisa Nezek, because we're not discussing there. I mean, there you have whole categories which are not transferable and not applicable in Ritzicha. Unless you say that the very fact that Niske Mamon in general Chayiv is a Raya, which it could be, that you might say that gives you some sense of the fact that Adam Mazik is not necessarily going to be tracking Ritzicha in terms of what's defined as a Maisa Ritzicha to be Mechayiv, but He doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he's saying this is somehow Adam, and yet he said before that it's not Midin Chitzav. So it's not clear at that point. I think he could be saying something else, which we'll come back to. But either way, it certainly answers the question. In other words, if the Chiyuv for Eish HaMashem Chitzav is only regarding Eish, so then we understand very well why there's no Chiyuv Eish HaMashem Chitzav in our sugya. Because here we're dealing with Avno Sekina Masao, your Chiyuv Mamon in that case is only Midin Mamona, not Midin Eish HaMashem Chitzav. Rav Chaim says this as well. He doesn't mention the Ra'ah. I don't know if he saw it, but he suggests this on his own in the context of the Rambam, which we'll get back to. The Rambam doesn't seem to be quoting Eish HaMashem Chitzav in places where you might have expected him to. So Rav Chaim suggests this as well. That this is in Hilchos Shchenim, and he gives a little bit more of an elaboration why this would be. He says. He says, "V'hini v'toz l'sham hikshu od al hadi yisav sanhedrin sham zark tzor l'malo." That's hachal tzadin the hagar chayev. The kamar gemara my time is in the kochu. We kochu tizaleil, but the kochu who tizal tachas el koch kachshu. Hari lehedjid the daka hechad the hagar b'kochu chayev. Avavlachi patik v'kashet din gam below halacha mi kochu. Achasi teheka avos akino masal shenicham rosh gago davyan. The Havai and Toled of the Eish, the Kaimel Davi Mishum Chitzav, the Chayav Gam in Nefashos, the Tirtzu, and then he says, the Tirtzu, the Sugya Kaimel Achman the Amar, Shemishum Mono, Elad the Kashal, the Rambam. Rambam obviously is not going to be saying that because he passed into both Eishim Shem Chitzav and also passed into the Gemara, like Rabbi Shar. So then so let me just read you the critical part. He says, the pasak kocho be ancient kocho klal az im behem chiv de chitzav. V'rak mishum amano levadu de chayev alayu de ain chitzav ella be bami kocho k'moshik asabnim. She says, v'had derminim be gemar the adam zekino masan havi talada de ish kayal hach dina de ish de kala le chitzav de chayev mishum amano. Okay, exactly what the Ra'ah says, right? When the Gemara says that Abdus Akina Masao is the Talad of Eish, so for Biochan, the whole Eish Mishukhitzav, so what that means is that's Eish in the sense of the case which is Kala Lechitzav, where, right, the case in the Gemara was the Gedder falls down, it was there before and fell down. So in that case, Kala Lechitzav. So the Gemara says, Islay Mishamamono also, so therefore he's Chayiv in that case. So when the Gemara says it, Talad of Eish, it's referring to the Din of Eish Mishamamono. Okay, so that's what Rav Chaim and the Ra'ah say. Now, in terms of just what the implications of this, I think this could be understood as involving a revision of just the very basic understanding of what Eishem Shem Chitzav means, or what it relates to. Normally, we understand that what Eishem Shem Chitzav is about is koach achamurabo, the koach ha-halacha. Like we said, the distinguishing feature of Eish is koach achamurabo. So the normal understanding is that Eish Mishum Chitzav relates to that feature. In particular, what it's saying is that it can be viewed in some way, ka'ein, as if a person is being molich, or he's at least responsible for the halacha sa'eish, despite the fact that it really is a koach acher. But I think what Rav Chaim and the Ra'ah are saying is that they're interpreting this differently. No. It sounds like the point isn't that the koach acher can be viewed as kocho. Something else entirely. The point is that Eish is viewed as if you're continually relighting it. That's what Rav Chaim doesn't explain, but that's what I think he means. He says when it comes to, let's say, a domim or just a regular solid, so when you place it down, so pasa kocho. But somehow when it comes to Eish, the mandam reishim shemchitza, we view you as if you're somehow continually relighting. As long as it's continually lit, so that's almost like a perpetual act of relighting. Lo pasa kocho, or at least that it's a remnant of your kocho. It's a residual effect of your koach. So that's what that means, Eishem Mishem Chitzav. And according to this, what we're saying is the fact that the Yerchai after Halachas Ruach is almost like a side point. It's just a function of the fact that you're continually relighting. Since you're continually relighting, so even though the Ruach comes along and has taken it now, so a place where I didn't even bring the fire there, but given that I'm continually relighting it, so I'm continually relighting it, so therefore I'm chayiv, despite the fact that the Ruach took it. The one little minor chiddush here is that we don't say the pasakocho once the Ruach takes it, but that's more of a side point. In other words, what we're saying now is that the chiddush of Eishem Shem Chitzav is almost despite koach acher meurabo. It's Eishem Shem Chitzav, that's just the nature of Eish, and we view it as if continually relighting it. In the context of Nezek, Torah is chayiv for Eish, and this is apparently even if there's Ruach, koach acher meurabo. So it survives the koach acher hamurabo, but the chiddush is not about koach acher hamurabo, the halachas ha'esh. It's about just the esh itself. We're disconnecting the unique characteristic of esh as an avamazik with the chiddush of chitzav. Chitzav is just local, the local chiddush regarding the particular implement of esh ramesh, of fire. And I think this might be implied already in a famous Nimuk Yosef regarding Shabbos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, the shaila is that how is it that when we light Shabbos candles, then if it's considered that we're constantly relighting the candles, then it turns out that on Shabbos we're lighting candles because we're constantly relighting.
Mavir, right? Yeah. So it sounds like almost like an Afronish question, but it's a famous thing with Yosef. He says, and he asks us not just the Stam, he asks, L'man dam reishim shem chitzav, how is this so? Right, this is the Nimuk Yosef, which I intended to send out. On Daf Yudam Ralph and Bava Kama, in the Daf area. He says, he says, Eishem Shem Chitzav ki ilu biyadav hiviro kidamran vikashlach im kain hechi sharinan im chashecha zahadik es aneros v'hadlakasa holeches v'nigmeres v'shabes. How is it? So how can it be? So he gives an answer, which is the answer is important. It's an interesting answer. It doesn't seem to retreat from the basic premise of the question, but the at least not as far as we're concerned. But what's interesting to think about, so there's a lot to unpack in that both the question and the answer. But as far as the question, so first of all, he has the application to Shabbos, which we'll come back to, right? That Eishon Shechitzah is relevant for Shabbos. But what's more interesting for us for now is just the case where he thinks that Eishon Shechitzah is relevant. Notice what's lacking in that case, what's completely absent in that case of Eishon Shechitzah, in this case of the Nimugas are asking about?
The Koach Acher.
Koach Acher. What is the Koach Acher there? Where's the Ruach? If you want to ask a question Aliba de Kuliyama or according to nobody. What Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are disagreeing about is whether or not Koach Acher is considered to be Mitzuraf to the Maisa, to an Adam, to Koach Adam. We view you as doing it. So, if that's the case, so then this case of the nucleus of his asking is completely irrelevant. Forget Shabbos, the issue of an extension to Shabbos. Just, it's irrelevant. So, I think it's clear that the nucleus of really did assume what the way I'm interpreting Reb Chaim and the Ra'ah to assume, which is that the Chiddush of L'man Damar Chitzav has nothing to do with the Koach Acher. It's just how we view Eish. We view Eish as if you're continually relighting it. It's a continual testament to your Koach. And he had a Havamina, the Nukh Yosef, that is, that it's really as if you were lighting. And therefore it should be Aser B'Shabbos. Reb Chaim, the way the Reb Chaim formulates it is its initial Lo Pasach Kocho, so I'm not sure you have to say you're mamish as if you're relighting it, or the point is simply that it's continually being lit is still a testament to kochacha. But either way, they have the same view of what Eish Mishmachitzah relates to. It doesn't relate at all to kochacha, it relates to the teish. Now I should note that the difficulty for this view, just from textual consideration, which is that according to this view, isn't entirely clear how to understand the Gemara. The Gemara had said this case of Kumlu Dirabmine, right, where I light the fire and it sweeps, the Ruach sweeps it away to the Gaddish, and it burns the Gaddish and the Ebed, who is Kafas, right? So in that case, the Gemara says you're going to be Patre because Kumlu Dirabmine, the Mandar Meshim Shuchitza. So what does Reish Lakish say? So the Gemara responds, Behitzis, right, Field Reish Lakish, Kigon Shehitzis Begufo Shel Ebed. So presumably he's not dying the moment that you light him on fire, right? Meaning, what have I eliminated according to this answer? I've eliminated the halachas haruach, l'chora, right? But according to Reish Lakish, just make this case where you yourself lit it at this guy. But then it would seem to indicate that Aliba de Reish Lakish too, there's no difference in terms of just the nature of fire and its extension, its continued burning afterwards. You're also responsible for that as a Maisa Adam. In other words, Rabbi Shlakish just has a problem with the Koach HaAcher being Me'urabo. Once the Koach HaAcher comes in, the Ruach sweeps it along and moves it and transports it, so it's no longer considered to be your act. But what the fire does, where it is that you light it, seems to be that it's Lo Pasach Kocho. You guys follow this?
Yeah.
So it's just a point to
so how does that
raise.
Pose a problem to the...
What?
How does that pose a problem to the Shita review?
Because what they're saying is that the machokas eishem shem chitzav, the chiddush of l'man damar eishem shem chitzav is that we view you as continually relighting it as lo pasach kocho. Okay, so that means that the l'man damar eishem shem mono must disagree about that, right? It's not that he thinks that that koach acher me'urabo. Well, actually, let me take it back. You could have said that, at least for Rav Chaim, you could have said that perhaps the chiddush of l'man damar eishem shem chitzav is. Is that this survives the Koach Acher Me'urabo. In other words, that we say Lo Pasach Kocho, and that's true even if it's now taken to a different area. It's not like a Mifsek Geri problem, right? In other words, we don't say that the landscape is transformed, right? Just like you throw an arrow and, you know, things change in terms of what's in the trajectory of the arrow after you've already thrown it, so you're not going to be responsible for that because Mifsek Geri. So we don't say the same thing about the Eish. I was given as Lo Pasach Kocho, we could have still said, but it's like a Mifsek Geri when the wind takes it somewhere else. So maybe Reish Lakish just disagrees about that, right? In which case, then you would have no problem with the fact that Chayav for Hitzis Begufo Shel Eved. Why am I... Shua, do you understand the basic question I'm posing here? Hitzis Begufo Shel Eved, I understand why you're Chayav, let's say, Chavala, for the initial burn. Why are you Chayav Ritzicha? Presumably he's not dying the first moment the fire touches him, engages him. It's presumably the continued flame afterwards. Unless you say no. Unless you say that actually Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, what's going on here is that you're continually burning him until he dies. I don't know. I guess you have some sort of flame, a candle, let's say, or a torch, and you're just holding it to him the whole time. If that's the case, then fine. But I just thought that the Gemara probably wasn't that. You're probably lighting the Gaddish and the person together.
So the question is that if that's not the case, if it's just that you light him and then wait for him to die.
Exactly.
Right? And Rish Lakish holds a Yechayiv, so then what's the distinction between Rish Lakish and Yechayiv?
Meaning, well, my point is, it doesn't seem like Rish Lakish is simply arguing about the status of how we view the continual burning of Ish. So I'm just saying for Rav Chaim, you can argue that that's true. He doesn't argue, Rish Lakish does not argue on that. He argues whether or not it survives, whether or not the Lo Pasakocho survives the Koach Acher Hamurovo. But the Nimuk Yosef can't answer that, because the Nimuk Yosef's question was about a case of just lighting on Shabbos. And he thought this question was only a question, Lashitas Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold it, like Rabbi Yochanan, Nesham Shemchitzos, and then how do we do this? If you hold Nesham Shemchitzos, I understand. You follow? Now, so Rav Chaim and Nimuk Yosef, according to this, both agree about the main part of the Chiddush of Nesham Shemchitzos, if I'm right about Rav Chaim. You know, if you accept the suggestion, and the Ra too. That the Eishem Shemchitzev, the Chiddush Eishem Shemchitzev is really centered on the fact that we view the Eish as continually lighting, continually relit, but you can argue that according to Rav Chaim, everybody actually agrees on that point per se. The only question is whether or not it survives the Koach Acher Hamurovo. Or do we say, no, at that point it's been transformed and now you're no longer responsible for that flame as your own Koach. But Nimuk Yosef isn't going to say that because he thinks that you can have the question of Eishem Shemchitzev versus Mamono is relevant to a case where there is no Koach Acher at all. So I think you would have to say for the Nimuk Yosef that the Chiyuv, in the case of the Rotzeach, who's Hitzis B'Gufo Shel Eved, it doesn't depend on viewing it as continually being relit or continually being a residue of his Koach. Not sure exactly how you would explain that, but I guess that's what you would have to say. But in any event, however you understand it, I'm just pointing out the implications of what they're saying, of these Rishonim. What emerges, according to this, is that we have a good explanation of why you're Pater here. In terms of our Gemara, you're Pater here because nobody thought you would be Chayiv Mishum Chitzav in the case of Avnos Sekino Masao. In fact, in other words, when the Tosa says, Maishna Mishum Chitzav, the answer is, there is no difference. I'm sorry, Maishna Avnos Sekino Masao, Shinyin Pura Shagogo, the answer is, yeah, you're right. There is a difference. That too is not chayiv because that's only chayiv midin mamon. Okay? Questions? If you look a little bothered?
No, I was just trying to, based on this understanding, isn't the whole, this first couple of Dambo comments, like the assumption is that a Toda of an Av has the same turn, same chayiv, and it works the same way. So we're remachalik now between the Toda's evasion, the Av evasion. Isn't by definition that make it not a
Tosa
anymore?
Well, let's. Meaning, what discrepancy are you referring to in terms of the din of what? In terms of Chiv Ritzicha, let's say?
Just in general, for saying that the Chiyuvim of the Tolos work differently than the Chiyuvim of the Avos.
Yeah. No, so I would say. I think the answer, what they'll say to that is that remember that according to. The way they're understanding Rabbi Yochanan also is Mechayev Eish as a Mamon, as the Av, which is Eish, as Mono alone.
And they'll say that Chitza just doesn't have any Tolos.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But the point is that they do share the characteristic of the Av. The Av is that it's Eish. Right? In other words, you understand that there is a paradigm of Mamono as part of the Av also.
Yeah.
So they do share those features. So it wouldn't have been an answer. Periodically, you find Rosh Hashanah asked that question about, oh, why wasn't this the answer to that whole first few blot of the Gemara, where the Gemara was trying to find. The Gemara had heard that told the same Lav Keotzeben, so it was trying to discover what that meant and what we're referring to. So you find sometimes Rosh Hashanah asked, why didn't we say this? But I don't think anybody has that here, and I think part of the issue is just that you have this part of the Avim Mazik is the Eish, which is only Mishum Amono.
Okay.
So therefore, it wouldn't have been a good question. But the truth is, you could still ask, right, so it still wouldn't have been a Toldo Sein Lav Keyotzeben. Even though there are differences in the Chiyuvim, then it wouldn't have been a difference which relates to Toldo versus Av. It would have been just two tracks within the Av.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then we finally come to the most interesting answer, which is the Ron's answer, and it's probably the Rambam's as well. which is that even, right, that again, not what Tosa says, that there's no chiyuv, that in Chinami this is all the mandam reishim shum mona. No, there's a chiluk. But what's a chiluk? It's a chiluk between tchumim. Chiluk between ritzicha and nezikin. When we say eishim shum chitza, that's relevant for nezikin and for dal dvarim, which we'll get to. It's not relevant for ritzicha. You're not chai for ritzicha for eishim shum chitza. Now, before we get to the, well, let's just see that in the Ran, right? That was on the Makoros, I believe, correct? Yeah. So the Ran, we'll get to his explanation of it in a second, but he brings this as part of his broader point, which is the same point that the Ra'ah was making, right? Which is the two of the four Rishonim that were explicit, that there's a chilah between Adam, between Mazik and Rotzeach in terms of what's required. This is that Ran over here. L'fichach ani omer she'in l'dmos niskin mamon. It was in response to this question. L'Rotzeach l'inyan chiv misa. So he has a whole litany of differences, but this is one of them, he claims. That Eishem Hashem Chitza, therefore, we'll come back to the rest of what he says. This is after, now putting it all together, right? Remember he proves Garmi from Siluk Tris versus case of Avakama, then he notes that, okay, so it's true according to a lot of other Rishonim in the Tosos, that case is not Chayav Min de Garmi either, but the Chalukah is Amitit either way, right? Remember he says that? The Raya isn't good according to this Rishon, according to the Rishonim that holds it, that Siluk Tris is actually Pater in Ezekiel 2, but nonetheless, even if that's not a good instance of it, then he says, Inyan Esha Nami, Afagad Mishum Chitavu, the Kamilan Hachi, the Chai Barbetvarim, Nikomakom, the Chai Misa, Elam K, Nafal Socha, or the Kavshosham, or Shadafal, or the Inyakal Alosham, the Ovid Misa Mamish, the Kedisa, the Hedge of Masnison, Hilchach Bedinu, the Kshahemis Haeven, Derech Rida Shehe Pater. Okay? So we'll get to analyzing that. Just we've discussed before the comparison between Rotzeach, Maisa Ritzicha, and Maisa Nezik, but with regard to Eishem Hashem Chitza in particular. But just before you get to that, there's a textual issue here. Before we get to the conceptual implications, there's a textual problem with the Gemara Bava Kamma now, which he doesn't even discuss, which is a little bit strange. Namely, what was one of the nachkuminis the Gemara mentions to Eishem Hashem Chitza versus Eishem Hashem Noz, the one we actually just mentioned a second ago? Right, that according to Rosh Lakish, it has to be that it's Hitzit Beguf Vashal Evet. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be a Petur Kun Mudrabin in there. So the Gemara itself, and this was actually Tosos' Raya. Tosos actually considered it misvara and just rejected it immediately, or just didn't really even consider it. He just noted he can't say it, that there's a chiluk between Zikin and Ritzicha, because the Gemara itself implies, right? It says, Dilein in Misa, this is the question, Chayav Lamandam Reishim Shulchitza, Dilein in Misa, Nami Mechayav Reishim Shulchitza, Kedemuchach, Beket Sadaregel. Right? So, what do we say about that? So here, there are, I think, two directions that the Ran can go in. One which all the Rechonim take, and one which I think is pretty simple to suggest, which is, the first one, is that the din there is actually not, what the Gemara says there is not that he's Chayav Misa. The Gemara is saying that he's Padre Mitashlumen Midintan de Vechizkiah. Now, how does that come about? So, the simplest thing to say in that is that the din of kumul d'rabbinei of tanda v'chizkiah does not actually require that you could be chayav misa for it. It simply requires that it's defined as maisa adam, make adam, right? Lo chilak da bein shogig the mezid onis keratzon, right? Just linyan l'chayvo. So too linyan l'potro mitashlum, right? That's the simplest way to take it, is it just that this is the whole notion of Tanya V'chizkia, right, that Chayav Misa Shogigin are also Pturin, is that if you're in the Parsha of Ritzicha, in a sense, so then if it's something which is also involves Tashlumen, we just don't look at the Tashlumen at all. Now, what we'd be saying here is that even though it's true you're not Chayav Misa, but you're in the Parsha, in the sense that it's a Makeh Adah. Right, even if it's true, I would say that it's only a Maka Adam Linyan Mazik, But it's still a Makke Adam lane in something. So you're still within the parsha enough of Makke Adam that we don't view this as far as just the damages, the compensatory damages are concerned. Those are overshadowed by the Makke Adam. Now the truth is, I would have just said it like that, but the Griz, he actually, and you can understand it, maybe you're more comfortable with it, but he actually tries to prove that, in fact, Tanu Yechizkiah has two different chidushim. There are two different dinim that emerge from Tanu Yechizkiah. One is an expansion of Kumud Rabinei, that's Chayvim Yishashogdi. And two is not a din of Kumud Rabinei. This is his argument, that it's not Bechal Midin Kumud Rabinei, it's a separate din, a separate halach entirely, that when it comes to Makke Adam, anything which is defined as a Makke Adam, there's no Chiv Tashlamin. This is... He uses this as a proof, as a confirmation of this theory. This is in Hilchos Ritzach Shusin Nefesh, right? This is Alatar, where he comes to the conclusion that the Rambam probably also, and we'll get to that, probably also does not seem to be Mechayev Midin Eshem Shochitav for Ritzicha. So what does he do with the Gemara? So he says, Vashir near a muchach mavur b'shitas haram. But the sviyali the hadar minim b'sanhedrin the gam be'enom miskavim puter midman erag mishum hach tan v'chizkiya. It's actually our paragraph we'll get to. Ain't a klam mishum the raya. I'm not so sure about. But it's ain't a klam mishum din kumad rabine ki in v'hu din b'fnei atzmo dal harigas adam lekachiyah mamon v'zehu gam ikar milse d'chizkiya lotachov bein miskavim n'she'ein miskavim chayv mamon ela puter miman. Meaning there's a din of lotachov bein shogi v'mezid. That's an expansion of kumad rabine. There's a separate din of lotachok bein miskavin le'en miskavin, which is not an expansion of kumud rabinei. It's a separate din that a makke adam, whenever there's a makke adam with a hariga, with a person dying, you simply don't. There's no tashlumin bechal. But some more the avagad le'en miskavin hari elak p'tura de kumud rabinei kimavur besugi b'vavakama. Again, I'm not addressing. Let's assume that he's right. All right, or let's assume that there's no question that that's correct. That the avagad the be'en miskavin, there is no, there would be no p'tura of kumud rabinei. Aber mit komakum mit bener agnias mit dem schon hach drasche de make adam und make behem de lotach bo lo am patem de schon be open bach de gitske nem schnei din im nefradim khada de lotach bo ben shogeg le mezit hu zed din ha amor bedin kum de rabine de gam be shogeg khash kum de rabine ve sheniz de lotach bo be miskaven shein miskaven in de bener ag de gam be ein miskaven de lekap tour de kum de rabine gam kin lekach yud shom de nerag. Vein ein divrei gemar de lab bartolu vuchuluvuli. Vein zeklam mishum de raminei. Rak beikar de beikar dinar lo nemar bo chit hashomim. Etc. etc. So then he says, l'fi ze, mubuer setev, no, one second. This is, that's the answer, that's the explanation in this gemara. Yeah, it says Wulfima Shekasavnu or Finash and Isbar Nimsa. You guys following us? The BMS Ainum of War Cloud Bagamar Dilaman Domration from Khit of Chayev Gambinafashos. Kaven the Sugyolo Mari Cloud Bidin Kumudarabine. He's assuming if it had been Midin Kumudarabine, again, I think you can say a lot of this just without being Khadish, that there are two dinim here. I think you could just say this is all an expansion, and some of the other rides we deal with differently. There's an expansion of Kumudarabine beyond Chayev Mishogian. That would include it, even if you hold Eishem Shemchitzav, it's not Chayiv B'Nefashos, but it would still be Bechlal the Din of Kumud Rabinei. But he's making the claim.
Because it's still a Mesa.
Yeah. But he's making the claim that I don't know why he thought you needed to say this, but it's what he says, that it wouldn't have been Kumud Rabinei. That, for that, you need something that you'd actually be Chayiv Misa for if it were done by Mesa. But there's a separate Din of what does he call it? Lotach Lokbo. Bein of Makke Adam, right? So he says the came the singular Mari Klavnik Mekulin Rabbi. Rock the Ichiuvo Mishum Chitzav. It's funny Ichiuvo. Rock the Ichiuvo Mishum Chitzav. Havi Bechlam Makke Adam. This might Michiu Mamon Mishum Dach. The Tana Vichiski. The Lo Tlachok Bo Lechayv Mamon Ela Pachum Mamon. Vei Eisho Mishum Mamono Yesh Bo Chiyu Damim. The Adam Kemo Bashor. Avei Sheyehei Gam Chiyu Misa Deratzeh. Mitaim De Eisho Mishum Chitzav. Mizelo Kamayri Asogel Klal. In Kain Arish Lomar the Chol Hachdina Deshem Shochitza Bemes Kol Atzma Hu Rak LeInyan Chiyu Nizikin Bavad. Okay, all right. So that's just a little bit of a different nuance in the overall idea that this is based on Tana V'Chizkiya, an expanded Tana V'Chizkiya. The Mechas Chinuch, in a different strain, although in the same general direction, takes in a little bit of a different approach. He says that he thinks that it's actually.
Where is this?
The Mythicino?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. The last time I saw it was a few years ago.
That's the question.
But I think it was Mitzvah Lamed Vav, if I'm not mistaken. But I could be wrong with that. But he says I'm just citing where somebody else said it. I'm trying to make it clear. He says that the chiyuv here is midin rodif. The kumli rabbi here is midin rodif. And he thinks this answers the question.
What's here? What do you mean?
In our sugya.
In
Bava Kamma. Now the Rashba happens to say that for a different reason, a very different reason. The Rashba is a famous sugya and a famous Rashba for the purposes of Kumud Rabinei, in terms of having overlapping mises. So the Rashba didn't like this, the fact that you were chayev here. He thought that there was no seer between the two mises. You should have been chayev anyway for the nezikin. So his answer to that question was the Kumud Rabinei as we did rodif. And he felt that if it's midin rodif, then apparently there can be an elongated chiyuv, ritzicha, sort of hanging over you to knock out the chiyuv mamon. So the Mechassino says that maybe that'll answer this question. In other words, this was a big assumption, the Mechassino, which he took very seriously. The Mechassino held that the din of rodif is not necessarily required, it's not limited to maisim, which after the fact would be mechayiv yemisa. That's a controversial position. That's not obvious at all. But that's the Mechassino. He thinks that he just seems to think it's the Rav Pashut. I don't remember other mitzvahs he just raises it as the Rav Pashut. And then one time I think he actually does mention that this depends on this assumption, which I think one can discuss, that there could be a chiyuv rodef, there could be a chiyuv misa midin rodef, even for something which after the fact you're not chayiv misa for. And in particular, he applies this all the time to Grama. He thinks that almost all the dinim, all the turim in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, our Perek, you'd be chayiv misa midin rodef for. So kafta b'makom shesot chamalavo, you're rodef. As an example, I don't go act on that yet. I think he applies to that case. But either way, he says in general that Grama, he thinks that that's true. And therefore, he thinks that that's maybe what you have here as well. Now, what's just interesting for that, and really not Pashut, meaning even if you assume that such a thing is even possible, that you can have a Chiyuv Misa Midin Rodeh for something that wouldn't be Mechayiv Yemisa after the fact, is that why that's apparently specific to Eshu Mishum Chitzav, that's not at all obvious. But that, he suggests that if it's Mishum Amono, so then it's not really even Grama. It's more than the shores. It's your mamon's act. So you wouldn't even be in the parsha of rodef. That's also not obvious. So that's one direction to go. That Gemara is not implying that you're chayev misa for it. I think the alternative is to say, although it doesn't work for the Rama, okay, for the Rama himself, but it could for the Rama. The alternative is to say that no, that it's not that Gemara doesn't imply it's chayev misa. That Gemara doesn't stand the maskan. That nafkamina was only true initially when the Gemara was going through the sugya there, but things change radically, and we'll get to this in a second. I don't want to go through it now, but things change radically when the Gemara says at the end, right? The Gemara had asked about tamun. How is it? L'man damar eishem shemchitzav tamun ptur tamun hechim shkachasla. So the Gemara had answered, well, it's a case where Kale Chitzav. So the Gemara said, Kale Chitzav, also Kale Memono. So why should be Chayiv at all? Why should be Chayiv on, in other words, why should be Chayiv on Galo either? So the Gemara's answer was, Elo Lamanda Islam Mishum Chitzav Islam Yinam Mishum Memono. So most Shonim interpret that to mean that there's an additional track. He has this in addition. He has a Chitzav track in addition to the Memono track. So the Memono track is still there. And when Kale Chitzav, you still have that, and therefore you'd be Pater Taman then. But there's another way to read that Gemara, and I'll come back to it, which is that no, the Gemara at that point is radically redefining how they understand Eshem Shem Chitzav, and the question that the Gemara immediately follows in that Gemara makes perfect sense now. The Gemara then said, "V'chime achar demand islay mishum chitzav islay nami mishum amono, may benayu." So what's the difference then? What's the nafkamina? So most Rishonim say this question, although funny, it doesn't really. It's not. It's ladafka, basically. In other words, the question is, what do you mean? My binayu. What about, we just said, Tamun. Tamun, you're only chayev in this case of Kala Chitzav, according to Mandam Reishim Shul Chitzav. Or, even if you want to forget Tamun, what about all the other ones that we just discussed? Right? So, I'll come back to that in a minute, but it's possible that that understanding of the that sugya was only in the Halimina. But in fact, when the Gemara gets to the by the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Nafkamina is the Potra Mi'arba Dvarim, so the Chayva Be'arba Dvarim, so the Gemara understood very differently, and that Nafkamina that was mentioned before, namely the Chi of Misa, we'll interpret this as saying that you are Chay Misa, that falls away. Now this, although the Rambam, you can't say this as an answer for the Rambam, but you can for other Rishonim. The Rishonim who say this are, this is the Neshit Gubetzes, Rabbi Yeshaya, and the Ri, and Tami Dehari. They both interpret my binayu to mean that everything we came beforehand now apparently is no longer the case. Rabbi Yeshaya gives two answers. One, this is one of them. This is on Sugyan Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. You see it there? Got it?
No, I didn't see it.
From Yeshaya?
I think this is on the original recording.
No, it wasn't. This is what we didn't connect.
What I missed.
Yeah. So the Rabbi Yeshaya says... So let me just point out first that the way that I think the Rambam understood this maskan of the Gemara, in other words, when the Gemara says Nami Yisrael Mishum Amano, they both understand in the same direction. It's not a just is an additional track, and it's just a continuation of the previous answer regarding Tumen. It's a totally different understanding entirely of Eish Mishum Chitzav, such that now the fact that you're Pater Mitumen, there's a Pater Tumen, is not something which is problematic. But in terms of what it means, Yisrael Mishum Amano, so the way Rabbi Yeshaya says it is that he requires, Vod Per Shacher, Mandi Yisrael Chitzav, Yisrael Mishum Amano. Tebay Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Lo Machai Mishum Chitzav, Im Lo Yehem Amano. Meaning, we'll get to how that answers the question in the Gemara afterwards, but just what he says then is, V'hasha Leka Beinayo Kohani. Meaning, now once you say that, Islam Mishum Mono, so now all the other Nafkaminas fall away. Now it's just interesting the way he understood it is that he actually just, what it means is that it requires both. I think the idea is if you require Mamono too, I mean, do you ever require that a Chetz be considered be yours? If you throw a Chetz, it isn't yours, it's somebody else, so are you going to say that in that case you're going to putter? Because there's no mamono? No. So if you're required for Aish, it's because Aish is understood very differently. I just think that in terms of what mamono means, it doesn't mean that for the Rama. I'll get to that soon. Then he's also the Ri. This is the Tamidi Hari. Okay. So read it there, you'll see that he also understood that this was a rejection of the previous Nafkaminas. And that basically brings us to the major question, the Gufo Shalanyan, in terms of understanding this suggestion that you're not going to be Chaya for Ritzicha, for Eshem Shokhitza, which is basically how do we understand the Mandam Eshem Shokhitza? What does it mean? And here there are three basic options, and I'll just outline them now. I don't think we have time to go through them.
Is there any way we could stop at this question before we go through all the three options?
Yeah.
So we have to leave like right now.
Okay. Yeah, we'll pick it up next time. This way, actually, I'll give some of the makaros to you guys.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Oh, perfect.